Yes. 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 This message was birthed from God's desire for us to lift Him up. And when we lift Him up, it prompts an expansion of our faith, a growing or an increasing. It's the way the Bible says it in one place. We're exactly on the mark today for what God wants to do, His will and His word. Jesus said in Mark 10 and 27, with men, we all have situations that are like this. With men, it's impossible, but not with God. And here's why. For with God, all things are possible. All things. Just before He left, the Lord, who is very specific about what word He gives and when He gives it. And so it was not coincidental or just something to say just before He left, because He wanted those of us who would remain to fully understand what Matthew 28 and verse 18 records. All power, not just some, all power. This God we're praising today, that's Him. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. God is over all. God is over all. That's right. Let's go ahead and praise Him about that and for that. God, you are above all. Yes, I'm glad you're in us all, but I'm glad you are above us all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And you may be seated. Our belief in God and our belief about God affects every aspect of our life. It will affect how we live. If we really believe God and His Word, we will live and behave accordingly. The Ten Commandments and every other moral code. If not, we will act otherwise. Our belief in God and about God will determine how we serve Him. It will determine how we pray and if we pray. It will determine our fasting. Our belief about God determines how we read His Word. For it's more than an historical record, which it is that, but it is a living Word. There is faith and there is power and there is life. And there's power to do great things in this morning service by the promise of His Word. So if we believe God has all power and is above all, and your worship served that today. This wasn't a group of people just singing a nice song or a good song that you enjoy. But you could feel the faith emanating from your lives as you sung a message about God that He is above all. You know, truly, we should only sing that song if we believe the message of that song. And if we believe God has all power and is greater and more powerful than any other source, whatever it is, we will believe and we will receive accordingly. I believe there are victories coming this morning simply because of the way that you are worshiping God during the worship of singing. Because God receives every item and every token of faith that you offer to Him. And if we believe this, that God has all power and is above all, we will believe it and we will receive it and we will live in it. You are going to live in that concept that God's above all. Sometimes we say it like this, God's got this. And Jesus said it another way, there's nothing impossible with me. And then he said, I've got all power in heaven and earth. This God of ours is all powerful. Now the theological word is, he is omnipotent, which means almighty. Revelation 19 said, they're singing in heaven, the Lord God omnipotent reigns. The Lord God who has all power is in charge today. We want him in charge of this service. We need him in charge of our lives. We know he's in charge of this world. It doesn't matter what is happening. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth the Almighty. And he's above other gods and other powers. In the book of Deuteronomy, the writer records, for the Lord your God. I like the way he writes that. The Lord your God. He's not just the Lord, he's the Lord your God. He is God of gods. There's a whole lot of gods out there. And he's Lord of lords. He's a great God. He's a mighty God. He's a terrible, not as in awful, but terrible as in he's bad. He's awesome. And regards not persons, it doesn't matter who challenges him. He's still above all. You know, sometimes I've backed up, maybe you've backed up, when some stronger authority got to barking in our faces, but not God. Bark all you want to. God is still God, and he's above it all. The psalmist said, for you, Lord, are high above all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. And then Paul said, there's one God, and he's the Father, he's the Daddy of us all, and he's above all, he's through all, and he's in you all. And really the most important part of that is he's above all. It wouldn't matter if he was in us if he wasn't above all. But he's above all, and that above all power is in you today. I feel to camp on that for just a few seconds. Whatever you need inside of you is the God who is above all. In fact, you don't have to go get him this morning. You've already got him living in your heart and in your life. You can receive what you need right where you are. We will have an altar call after a while, but this God is in you. And that God that's in you is above that sickness. He's above that trial. He's above that problem. He's above it. And Paul had a revelation of who he was. He said, he's the blessed and only, and we don't use this word a lot, but it kind of has a good ring to it, potentate. That means somebody, an authority figure, that has great authority and power. He is the potentate. He has a lot of power. And he's King of Kings, and he's Lord of Lords. And he's the only one that has immortality. Preaching this God that's above all. He dwells in the light, which no man can approach unto it. Nobody shines like Jesus shines. They shine, but nobody shines. And no angel of darkness that tries to put himself into a robe of light. The Jesus that is in you is brighter than the angel of deception that is trying to come against you or anybody that you are praying for. No man has seen nor can see this God, to whom be honor and power everlasting. And then Paul said, he's got a name that's above every name. It's above every name. When you said Jesus, you said the name that's above every power today. When you prayed over your request in Jesus' name, when you prayed over your family in Jesus' name, you just lifted that prayer above any kind of attack. any kind of onslaught that's coming against you. That name is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee bows. Whether it's in heaven, whether it's in earth, or whether it's under the earth, and every tongue in all those places confesses that Jesus is Lord. He is above all. He's above principalities. He's above. I don't have the time this morning to reference every scripture, but Peter said angels and authorities are made subject unto him. And listen to what the writer of Hebrews says about this God that's in you and that you're serving and that you're praying for and to and that you are going to receive an answer for this morning or in God's due time. He said, he's put all things in subjection under his feet. Where's my situation? It's right down there. And Jesus is standing on it. Where's that disease and that sickness? It's right down there. Where's that fear and that depression and that darkness? It's right down there. All things in subjection under his feet. Why? Because he's above all. And has put all in subjection under him. Watch this. He left nothing that is not put under him. There's not a problem now, nor one coming. We don't know what we're going to face, and we're all in that same boat. We don't know what we're going to face, but he said he has left nothing. There is nothing we are going to face that is not under him and subject to his power. He's a great God. Would you praise him ahead of time for meeting that situation right now? I praise you ahead of time for things I have not even seen. Both problems and answers. I praise you, oh God. I praise you. God can and he does perform the miraculous. Miracles are supernatural acts that are caused by the power and the will of God. That's just a good, simple definition. Those supernatural acts that are caused by the will and the power of God, and those miracles contrast to and they even interrupt the way life ordinarily functions. When a miracle happens this morning, what would have ordinarily happened is not going to be the outcome. When God heals your body of a sickness that's already been diagnosed, we could probably all read the doctor's report of the diagnosed outcome that is supposed to happen. But when a miracle happens, that will contrast and it will interrupt the way life ordinarily functions. You see, the miraculous is extraordinary or out of the ordinary. I pray that God would help us to continue to believe God can do the extraordinary. As you bring your need to the Lord today, believe that he can do beyond the ordinary. The Old Testament word for miracle is translated out to originally mean a conspicuous, important word, a conspicuous sign. In the New Testament, the Greek word that's used means a sign or a power of abundant power, force, work, strength, and might. And this God that we serve is a miracle worker. And I just want to pause with that simple, often spoken statement. I pray it'd be like a tea bag that would go into the cup of your life and just let it steep there for a few moments, because every one of us I know have needs. But our God is a miracle worker. And as the writer in Deuteronomy said, this is the Lord your God. Sometimes we think, well, the Lord their God performed that miracle for them. And he did. But it's not only their God, it's our God. It's your God. This God has all power and he rules over nature. He has the power to restore health. He has power over all nature. Psalm 33 said the Lord merely spoke and the heavens were created. You know, we have for a long time, and we continue to believe he's the creator. Evolution theories, Big Bang theories, all other theories set aside, we're still believe in a creating God, and that God created this world. He just spoke and the heavens were created. He's above all, folks. He breathed the word and the stars were born. He put boundaries on the seas and he put oceans in a vast reservoir. Who set all that up? This great God that we're singing about and we're preaching about and we're believing and you're praying to. For when he spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command. He's God over nature. And we need him that way many times. I've heard of people praying away storms, praying away hurricanes, praying away any other kind of catastrophe. I believe in that. I know God causes and allows some of it to happen. But if God wants it to turn, it'll turn. Whether it's a natural storm or an emotional storm. We're just saying it. We're praising God today. He's over all and he's above all. And Jesus proved it on the Sea of Galilee when they woke him up and he rebuked the wind and he rebuked the raging water. Now, some people would laugh at a person who speaks to the wind or speaks to something that cannot necessarily speak back. And they've already accused Vice President Pence of having some kind of mental condition because he talked about hearing from God and conversing with God. Well, God does talk to his people. And not only does he talk to his people, he talks to the elements. And he said to that wind, still. And he said to that raging water, and they ceased. And there was a calm. And they were afraid, the disciples were. And they said to each other, what manner of man is this? That even he commands the winds and the waters, and they obey him. Even those of us who are closest to him will never be able to figure him out. And we'll go away saying, wow, he just blew my mind again. That's what he wants to do this morning. He's in control over nature. He's a God that can provide over nature. And through the power of nature, he can use that power to provide for our needs. The fishermen, the expert fishermen, Peter and others were out in that boat in Luke 5 preaching or fishing. Don't make a mistake and do the wrong thing at the wrong time. Preach when you're supposed to preach and fish when you're supposed to preach. A fish. Freudian slip, right? If I got my pole with me for next week, I'll be out there preaching. What's pastor doing? He's preaching. Preaching. Yeah. Jesus says, launch out there into the deep and put down your nets. And Simon says, Lord, you know, sometimes we inform God as though he wasn't there. Lord, we fished all night long. I know, Simon. I know. And we haven't caught anything. But here's the key phrase. I've tried this before. I've prayed that before. I've come down there before. I've heard messages like this before. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. How spiritual is letting down a net? I'm going to tell you, pretty powerful when Jesus tells you to let down the net. When he tells you to walk up to that front, when he tells you to walk over and lay your hands on that individual, it's pretty powerful because it's at his word. And when they had done this, they enclosed. I feel like God's going to let somebody just gather up a great miracle today. Get ready. If you believe this right now, And I feel like your heart is at least attempting to, or already does. That net goes down. Your net of faith, when it goes down, you are going to enclose a great multitude of the miraculous, so much so that their net broke. And there were fishermen in the other ship that was nearby. Get ready. You're going to get to share your answer. Could I get a few more than four amens? You're going to share your answer. And I mean more than telling about it. You are going to have such faith because of what God just did for you. You're going to say, hey, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. And guess what? You will not be disappointed. They brought that other ship over and both ships started sinking. Because of how great. Now they didn't sink all the way. Jesus was close by. When Peter started going down, Jesus brought him up. If those ships would have went down, Jesus would have brought them up. Nothing, even your miracle, is not going to take you under. Just be sure you share it with somebody. He has power to heal and restore health. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who healeth all thy diseases. And in Exodus, he introduces himself as Jehovah Rapha. And he said to the children of Israel, I'm going to put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth thee. That term Rapha means to mend by stitching. That tells you that healing's a process sometimes. God does it stitch by stitch sometimes. I'm not going to pretend to know a whole lot about sewing right here. But I know you ladies would love it if you could just turn that machine on and the next second it's done. Or just put that needle and thread on top of this piece of cloth and it's done. Now, I'm preaching miracles this morning, but I'm not preaching that miracle right now. Sometimes God does our healing stitch by stitch. Mending over time. It means to cure. It means to repair thoroughly. It means to make whole. He said, I'm the God that can do that. Somebody's healing is going to start with a stitch right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, he's got power to heal. By his stripes, we're healed. The Bible says he healed all manner. And I don't have time to read the scriptures right now, but he went all over Galilee. It keeps using that word all. All manner of sickness, all manner of disease, healing all the sick people. Our God is above every sickness and every disease. He's above it all. This God has power over death. His own death or the death of others. That's why he called the widow's son back to life. Why he called Lazarus back to life. He has power over demons, devils, and angels. He has all power. He has the power to protect us from devils. He has the power to protect us by angels. The book says he does according to his will in the army of angels in heaven. Every knee up there bows to him. Now here's the good news. God has shared that power with us. By his spirit, according to his word, we can operate in the miraculous and supernatural. God has transferred the rights to that power to us. You can do it verbally or you can just do it in your spirit. But I just got to ask the question. Do you and will you believe that? Yeah. He's transferred the rights to that power to us. Jesus said it. He that believes on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. And because I go to my Father, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. He said he's given it to all men, the gifts of the Spirit. And then in Ephesians, he said, I want the eyes of your understanding. Listen, church, this is him talking to us as believers. Anybody that believes, listen, he wants the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, that we would know. And he tells us what he wants us to know in 18 and then 19. Here's what he wants us to know. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward? Now, we wouldn't say it that way in our language, but it kind of sounds neat. To usward. His power is usward. His power is transferred to you and I. God's plan of power is usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power. I simply submit this morning, it's for today and any other the rest of the days of your life. If we will operate in that power that God has shared with us, if we believe him that he's over all, we can operate in that power. Sister Nona Freeman, God bless her memory, a great missionary and more than that, a great woman of the Spirit. Several years ago at a women's conference in Louisiana, God gave her a word and she asked for the microphone. And when she stepped up, this is what she said. The Lord wants to take the church from the dimension of exuberance to the dimension of power. We do a good job at getting excited, and that's right, seeing demonstrations and expressions of exuberance and rejoicing. And I thank God we have seen that today. But God wants us to also experience demonstrations of his power and his hand. He wants us to be exuberant in our praise and worship. But he also wants us to see a demonstration, not only of our outward signs of joy and rejoicing, but he wants to see healings take place in our midst. He wants to see miracles. He wants to see the lame walk. He wants to see marriages put back together. That's what he wants to see. That is the will of God, and we can. I'm going to tell you, he's transferred the power to us. He operates in the spirit world over devil and angels. He can help us to operate. Here's what he said. In my name, they're going to cast out devils. In my name, they're going to cast out devils. Out of lives, out of homes, and anybody that's bound. Then he said, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Let me tell you what. It better be power if we go to walking on serpents and scorpions. We don't do that. That's not a Dixie Stampede show to give. That's none of us want to be doing that. Walking on, but if God gives you the power, and that's where you need to walk, and there's no other place to walk, and those things are slithering, those things are in your pathway, are in the family of your pathway, or if they're in the pathway of your dedication to God and your holiness, that slithering power of lust, that slithering power of immorality, that God says, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. He didn't say there, I'll walk on him for you. He already has Satan under his feet. But he said, I'm going to give you power to walk on those spirits no matter where they are. And then watch this, and over all the power of the enemy. We get to join God up there above all. We're not trying to supersede him. We're not trying to usurp his place. But he said, hey, I want you up here with me. Because I'm going to give you power over all the power of the enemy. And watch this. Somebody just take a hold of this last phrase of Luke 10:19. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing, any means. Nothing, any way he tries. Nothing, any way he comes and attacks. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. I believe that's a reason not to boast or be proud, but I believe that's a reason to spiritually straighten our back, lift our head up, not be sucking our thumb, but saying, God, you're over all. You're over this, and you've put me over it. We can call for angelic help too. The Bible says those angels are ministering spirits that are sent forth to minister to all who are heirs of salvation. Because we have his power, and we have the power in the spirit world, we have the power of protection. Psalm 34 and verse 7. And I felt this again this week. It was preached some weeks ago, but it came back again. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him. Whew. When we fear the Lord, when we respect the Lord, when we lift him up as holy, when we lift our faith up to him, the angels of the Lord are camping round about you. Hallelujah. Now, if that's true, and it is true, there's a whole lot of folk in here that fears God. And for an angel to encamp round about, there has to at least be four for every one of us. And there may be a few others around. There's more angels in here than there are us in here. But we won't stop there. And delivereth them. And they're just not going to camp and say, we're going for a camping trip, God. But they're camping for a reason. They want to deliver you out of whatever emotional stress. That God's over that emotional stress. He is over that. He is over that. And that is not some fake phenomena. That is very, very real. He is above that depression. He is above that strong pull to do wrong. He has given us power over all the power of the enemy. And then the writer said in the Old Testament, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. That's the heritage of the saints of the Lord. We've got power in the spirit world. God trusts us, folks. And I trust you to preach this. God trusts you to have power over the demonic world and over the angelic world. He trusts us. And God wants us to operate in that. So that whenever we need it, not for a show or a demonstration, or to get reputation or glory, but because when we need it, those angels need to come. And the power and the presence of God needs to come. And I'm going to tell you, not only over the spirit world and over nature, there's power of healing. These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Sister Cindy Wright, back in May, into an examination that showed a blockage. Just stand up very briefly, Sister Cindy. This is a testimony of the glory of the Lord. Thank you. And they scheduled the procedure. And Sister Jane was with Brother Terry and Cindy. And go in, and Sister Jane, Brother Terry had been praying and had other folks to pray. And Sister Jane had been praying and says to Cindy, everything's going to be all right. And they come back. The doctor comes back. And he tells Brother Terry, just stand a moment, Brother Terry, just stand a moment. Thank you for your faith, sir. Thank you. Hallelujah. For operating in the realm that God wanted you to operate in. I thank every one of you. And I know there are testimonies and scores of thank you, because your faith encourages the faith of others of us who need that. Came back, said, it was on the pictures. But it is not there now. There is no blockage. There is no need to do the surgery. There's power of healing. And it's in the name of Jesus. And it's in the hands of his church. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Don't be afraid of it. Operate in it today. Woo. Sister Mary Mahurin has suffered from an eye condition. Here's the testimony Brother Mahurin wrote to me. This was also in May. My wife's eyes had really been a trial of our faith. When they did the laser surgery, she had lost the vision in her right eye, could barely see her hand in front of her face. The eye doctor told her that after the laser surgery, what tiny bit of vision that she would have would be gone, and she would be totally blind in that right eye. In May, they were in Brownstown, Indiana, for the Mahurin preaching a conference, prayer conference. He called for a prayer line, and Sister Mahurin, Brother and Sister Mahurin, would you just stand briefly, please? Thank God for precious elders of faith. I'm going to tell you, stay standing a minute, both of you. And I may be sending him through the greatest trial of his life right now, but I'm going to go ahead and declare this in the name of the Lord, because God's above whatever may be coming. But if you want your faith encouraged, you talk to that couple right there. You're going to hear words of faith. We've heard message after message of faith from this pulpit and in prayer meeting. You want your faith encouraged. And he's got a litany of testimonies of God's healing power. So his wife, thank you all, his wife was the first one to come through the line. And after service, she said, I can read the church letters, FPC, on the front of the screen of that building. And then the day after, or the day before he wrote this report, she had gone back to the eye clinic for an examination. And the eye tech said, all right, Mrs. Mahurin, can you read the top row of letters? She did, and she answered, yes, I can. Can you read the second row? Yes, I can, and she read them. Third row, yes, I can, and she read them. Before, she couldn't even see the eye chart, he said. Line one, in Jesus' name. Like, you know why? Because God's above a chart. He's above the pupil. He made that pupil in your eyes. He made everything. He's getting ready to heal in your body. He made every system that has malfunctioned. He made that. He's over all. He's over all. Would you praise him? He's over all. Go ahead and stand with me if you would. Would you just add a praise to that standing? Would you let your praise stand up right now? That's right. Would you give it all your passion, all your heart to this God that's above all? Let's give him above all praise right now. Let's give him high praise, praise that's above all. I have a power source that you are not expecting. My power, all of it, is in that source. And if you will reach to that source, it may be a source that is familiar. This altar may be familiar to you. The clasping of hands in agreement in my name may be familiar. But my power resides in that unlikely source. And if you will take that power and access that power, your answer is there. And your dilemma will be washed away. And the unsettling condition, be it nerves or any other unsettling, is going to settle down and be as calm can be, because I am your God, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. Emotional, physical, family, marriage, bodily healing. Sister Braddy just told us in prayer meeting a couple of Tuesdays ago. He said during the Sunday morning service, when the Lord was ministering about the making of a miracle, Brother Braddy leaned over and he's had trouble with his shoulder for some 4 years or so. Great pain. And he leaned over to her and said, Betty, I am in just tremendous pain. So right then and there, not necessarily waiting for post-service prayer time, so Betty said, I just reached over and said, in Jesus' name. And there was a pop. And there it is right there. Lift it up, Brother Brady. He could not lift his hand. He could hardly lift that arm. He still got it lifted. It just happened. You know why? Because God's over all. Something needs to pop. Maybe not in your body, but in your situation. You need a power pop. Is there a candy like that? If there is, somebody get me one. I'll have an illustration next time. Plus a good piece of candy. Listen, God can stitch it over time, or he can pop it in a minute. Here's what we've held over. God popped me. Bop, bop, bop. He's able. He's able. Now here's what I know. The situations we're facing today are no laughing matter. I know that. So if you have anything you want to bring to the Lord, just come on right now. Just come on. Because God's over all. He's over this altar service. He's going to be over your prayer. Now we got to pray it for him to be over it. But he's over that. He's over that situation. And speak to your mountain. Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Tread. Tread. Take your place. God said, come on up here. I want to give you power over. I want to give you power over. I want company. Yes, yes, yes. Whatever your need is, just come on. And would you folks that have come earlier, just step up just a little bit. Leave some room for others to come in at whatever the situation is. Yes, yes, yes. We're believing you now, Lord. And now would everybody just lift your heart mainly, but then lift your voice. Claim the promise. Claim the identity that God's over all. Yes, you're over every power. You're over every principality. You're over every spirit. Yes, you are. You're over every condition. You're over every storm. You're over every circumstance. You're over everything that tries to make itself a Lord. You're over everything that has made itself a God and has tried to replace you. Yes, you are. You're able. You're able. That's it. Agree with God. Hallelujah. Feel free to agree with one another right now. You're over arthritis. You're over sugar diabetes. You're over the binding temptation. You're over it, God. You're over it. The Bible says when we talk in tongues, we're speaking in a heavenly language. That's a higher language. That's a language that's above. Let the Holy Ghost anoint you to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. That's a higher language. It's higher than the devil knows. It's higher than what man can figure out and transfer and translate. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, Messiah. Let your faith move right now. Let your faith go. Work it right now. That's it. Work your faith. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Now let your voice out. Go ahead. Pray with boldness. Pray over something. Pray over it. God. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Prayer is the answer. Praying over it, the answer to getting over it. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I want to encourage you. Please feel free to ask somebody to pray with you, whether it's about an unspoken or whether you want to mention it, and it doesn't matter what aspect or category it's in, if it's physical, emotional, family, whatever, you don't have to go into the detail. Just turn and invite two or three people and ask them to pray with you about that situation. And you both may start to ask each other at the same time. Just take turns. Take turns. That's right. Go ahead. Let's pray. In the name of Jesus.